Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Gimel. We are at the very top line of Daf Gimel Omed Aleph Lishna Achrina. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel Doiv Ben Shraga Faivol Olav Ashol. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Mesechta, Meseches Bava Basra. And the Mesechta begins with a halacha that deals with shutfin. Hashutfin sherotzu lasois mechitza bechotzer boinin es hakoisel be'emtza. And as we saw in yesterday's daf, and we'll continue to see through the beginning of this morning's daf, the Bnei Yeshiva had two distinct ways to explain that very first line. Hashutfin sherotzu lasois mechitza. One mahalach is that the word mechitza means a partition, or more accurately, a wall. And what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that you have partners that own a chatzer b'shutfis, each one had a house that opened up into a common chatzer, and they decided to build a wall in the middle of the chatzer so that it would be clearly delineated which part of the chatzer belongs to one shutif and which part of the chatzer belongs to the other shutif, then boinin es hakoisel b'emtza. The halacha is that they both have to contribute equally to the amount of space that's going to be used to build the kaisel. And as the Mishnah continues to say, Bahamshach, both are going to have to contribute equally as it relates to the amount of stones or bricks that are going to be used to build this kaisel. Another approach that the Bnei Yeshiva had to understand this Mishnah was, Hashutfin Shiratzu Lasis Mechitza. The word Mechitza doesn't mean partition, it doesn't mean wall, but rather what it means is a plukta, shutfin, that wanted to divide a chatzer. In other words, these two partners together bought a chatzer, and they decided that let's divide it, meaning I'm going to take part of the chatzer and you're going to take part of the chatzer. In the event that they choose to do that, then boinin es hakoisel be'emtza, we force them to go and build a wall in the middle, and when they do so, they each have to contribute equally to the amount of space and the amount of material that's going to be used to build this wall. So the two approaches of the Bnei Yeshiva in terms of understanding the Mishnah was, how do you define the word mechitza? Does mechitza mean wall, or in Aramaic guda, or does mechitza mean plukta? It means a division. And as we saw in the Gemara, there's a major nafkemina lahalacha what the taich of the word mechitza is. If the Mishnah is saying hashutfin sheratzu laso is mechitza, that shutfin that want to make a wall, then boinin es hakoisel be'emtza, it would imply that we would never force shutfin to build a wall. The whole halach of the Mishnah of boinin es hakoisel be'emtza is in the event of, if they chose to make a mechitza, then boinin es hakoisel be'emtza. If, however, hashutfin sheratzu laso is mechitza means plukta, we're dealing with shutfin that want to divide a chatzer, boinin es hakoisel be'emtza then means we're forcing them to build a kaisel, because they never said they want to build a kaisel. What did they say? They want to make a plukta, they want to make a yachloiku. Why are they even building a wall? What does the Mishnah mean when it says boinin es hakoisel be'emtza? Oh, the Teretz says what the Mishnah must mean is boinin bal karcham, we force them to build a wall. In other words, if shutfin own a chatzer together, I own this half, you own this half, would we force them to build a wall? Or would we not force them to build a wall? Now, why would we force them to build a wall? What's the big deal? You have to have a wall in the middle of the chatzer. So the Gemara said, yeah, because there's an idea of hezek riyah. And could be hezek riyah shmei hezek. And if hezek riyah shmei hezek, you have to have a wall. So what is hezek riyah? Hezek riyah is that if somebody looks at somebody else while he's behaving in a private manner, that's considered damaging. Meaning, looking at someone in this situation is tantamount to being mazik this person. So usually when you think of hezek, you think of punching somebody in the nose. But the truth is, there's a whole spectrum of what's considered damaging. There's a concept of groma, there's a concept of garmi, there's a sugi of hezek she'enoy nikar, right? Just because you don't see it doesn't necessarily mean that the damage didn't occur. We've spoken a lot in Masechtas Bava Metzia about hamevatel kisei shel chaveiro, which is another sif katan in the world of hezek. There's niskei momin, there's niskei gufay, there's an idea called hezek riyah, and a person with his einayim could be mazik somebody. So that in the event that hezek riyishmei hezek, that would explain why there would be an idea that if you have two shutfin, you would have to build a wall. Or more accurately, if one of the shutfin would say that I want this wall and I'm not mevater on you looking at me in this compromise form, we would now force the other shutif to contribute and to go ahead and build the wall. If, however, hezek riyo is loy shmei hezek, so then it wouldn't be an issue. So said the Gemara, hashutfin shuatzu lasas mechitza, if mechitza means guda, so that what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that they decided to build a wall, then boinin esakoysa ba'emtzer zoysem eretz, we're not going to force them to build a wall. Why wouldn't we force them to build a wall? I hezek riyo, oh, must be hezek riyo loy shmei hezek. If, however, hashutfin shuatzu lasas mechitza means that they want to divide the chatzer, what the Mishnah then is saying is boinin esakoysa, we force them to build a kaisel. If we force them to build a kaisel, must be hezek riyo shmei hezek. In other words, the two approaches had to understand the Mishnah are totally in this grace of Shaila, hezek riyo shmei hezek, or hezek riyo loy shmei hezek. And the Gemara yesterday's daf, this was really the majority of Amid Beis, it went to the Mishnah from the perspective of hezek riyo shmei hezek. And really, what the Gemara did was, and it asked six questions on that mandama, meaning the mandama that holds hezek riyo lav shmei hezek, I have six kashas. In fact, the Gemara gave a simen for these kashas. Gina, Koisel, Koifin, Vecholkin, Chaloinus, Dirav Nachman. And these are six different toshmas. Because really, when you go through the sugis in the beginning of Bava Basra, it seems a little bit more like hezek riyo shmei hezek. And if you're going to hold hezek riyo loy shmei hezek, you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to be meyashiv all these six different kashas, which the Gemara did. What emerged, really, from the way the Gemara was meyashiv all these questions was that even if you hold hezek riyo loy shmei hezek, but there are times where you're going to agree that hezek riyo is shmei hezek. For example, if someone looks into someone else while that person is in his house, if the rabbim are looking at someone, in the event that you look at someone's parnosa, you look at somebody's gina, in the event that there was once a wall and the two people that operate in this chatzar got used to and accustomed to being in a certain situation where they could act privately, then already could be, everybody agrees that there would be a cheshmin of hezek riyo. Also, what would be if one person had a gag and the other person has a chatzar? So the person in the chatzar can anticipate when the neighbor is going to be on the gag. The bottom line is, hezek riyo lav shmei hezek, you have to read the not such fine print, all of which is discussed here in Bava Basra, daf beis amud beis. Regardless, yesterday's daf went to the sugyas from the standpoint of hezek riyo of lav shmei hezek, meaning sovrua my mechitza guda. And if that's the case, the Mishnah is saying hezek riyo lav shmei hezek, a whole amid of Gemara, today's daf is going to go in the flip. Sovrua that my mechitza plukta, in which case hezek riyo shmei hezek, and let's see how we go to this whole inyan from that standpoint. Says the Gemara, lishna achrin, a whole nother approach to the beginning of the Masechta Amrila. So vrua my mechitza plukta. The Bnei Yeshiva held that what is a mechitza? I think it's a plukta. Kedechsev, what would be the makar that the word mechitza means a division? A pasuk in the Torah, v'atihi mechtzas ha'ida. And what it means over there is not that they put up a wall, they didn't put up a mechitza, but rather what did they do? They made a division. Now, if that's the case, what's the Mishnah saying? The kivin deratzu, as soon as the shutfin are Rotsu lasis mechitz, as soon as they want to make this division, we force them to build a koisel. Amo, what do you see from here? Hezek riyo shmei hezek. Must be hezek riyo shmei hezek. Faith the Gemara, ve'ema my mechitza. How do you know that? Mechitza means plukta. Maybe mechitza means a wall. Kidit tanya, like we learned in a braisa, right? We saw this already yesterday. Tosfos on the bottom, that Beis Hamidrash says the girsa is not Ditnan, but rather it's Ditanya. This is a braisa, not a mishnah. Mechitza sakan shenifrit. So in the event that there was a wall that separated a vineyard and a regular field. Now, that wall was a critical wall. The reason is because you're not allowed to build, or you can't plant a vineyard too close to a field. The reason is because it's kileyakeren. How much distance you have to have? Four amis, unless there's a wall. So there was a mechitza sakeren, there was a physical wall that separated a kerem and a field. But what happened was, this mechitza came tumbling down. I'm a like dark. So the person that owns the field can tell the person that owns the kerem, I want you to rebuild this kerem. Nifritza, let's say it comes down again. I'm a like dark. Yisnayish, a man of a like God. What would be if the bala kerem chose not to rebuild it? Hareza kidesh. Then then, in the event that it continues to grow the proper shear, you're going to have kilei akerim v'chayev achriyusa, and the bal akerim is going to be chayev for any damages that incurred. Meaning kilei akerim is also b'hana. He's going to be responsible for this iser hana, even though he didn't do any physical maisa. What did he do? He didn't do anything. He just didn't build a mechitza. Afal pikein, he's going to be chayev. Hamani Rameirhi, the Don Dina de Gami, like we spoke about yesterday. But what's the bottom line? You see that the word mechitza means a wall. Now, if mechitza means a wall, then the diuk from the Mishnah is going to be very different. The time of the Ratzu. Then what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that the Shutfin want to build a wall, so then the halach is Boinanis HaKoyz of Emsa. Halloi Ratzu. If, however, they don't want to build a wall, Eim Mechai Venoi, so we wouldn't force them to build it. Alma Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek. So you see from me Hezek Ria, Lav Shmei Hezek. So again, this is literally a rerun from what we saw yesterday. Just in yesterday's daf, the Gemara started from the standpoint, my Mechitza Guda. Shmamina Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. Oh, maybe it's a plukta and Shmamina Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. Over here, we're going just the opposite. Savrua Mai Mechitza Plukta, and if that's the case, Shmamina Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara's kash is maybe Mechitza really means Guda and Shmamina Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. But regardless, the Gemara says, Ihochi, if that's the case, that what? That Mechitza means Koisel, the Boinen Esha Koisel, Boinen Oisa Mi Boile. Why does it say Boinen Esha Koisel? Tzveitin mol, the word mechitza already means koisel. What did the Mishnah say? Shutfen shirotu lasis mechitza bechotzer boinin es ha koisel. You already mentioned koisel because the word mechitza means koisel. What it should say is boinin oisna elamai plukta. But the Gemara says, okay, so you're going to tell me that mechitza means plukta ihochi shirotu lasis mechitza. So why this funny lashon? They want to make a mechitza and mechitza means a yachloiku. What should it say? A mechitza is an act. It's a verb. So what it should say is Sheratzu Lachzois Mi Boile. But the Gemara says you could say Kedamri Inchi Ton Navid Plukta. No, the teretz to that is that people sometimes talk that way. They say, let's go make a Yachloiko. Let's go make a Plukta. Is it perfect from a grammatical perspective? It seems like not. But at the same time, in Lashon Bnei Adam, people sometimes talk that way. And as a result, it could be that's what the Mishnah means. The bottom line is, in the second Lishon of the Gemara, Hashutfen Sheratzu Lasois Mechitza means Sheratzu Lasois Plukta Sheratzu Lachzois. Why didn't it say Sheratzu Lachzois? No. Kida Amri Inchi. People sometimes talk that way. Now, if the Mishnah means Hashutfen Sheratzu Lasois Mechitza Sheratzu Lachzois, Zoisai Meres, that has a griya. Hishmei Hezek, says the Gemara. Again, we're analyzing now the sugyas from the standpoint of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Be Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Now, if you're going to tell me that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, fate the Gemara, my ir yiratzu, afilu lo yiratzu nami. Why does the Mishnah say that the only time we force the Shutfin to build a Kaisel is if both partners wanted to make a Yachloiku? Even if both partners did not want to make a yachloiku, afilu loy rotza, nami, the halacha should still be true. Now, the way the Rishonim explain the Gemara's kasha is as follows. The halacha is that if two shutfin together own a chatzar, and one shutif says to the other shutif, I want to divide this chatzar, he has a right to force him to divide it. Now, we're going to see in 1 second, the only time that is true is if the chatzar is at least 8 amas large, so that each one of the shutfin is going to end up with dalet amas. If it's less than 8 amas, so that each shutif is going to end up with less than dalet amas, being that each one is getting such an insignificant amount of property, the halach is not that way. But most chatzeros, which are 8 amas or larger, the halach is that if one of the shutfin want to force the other shutif to make yachloiku, this is something that you're allowed to do. Now, if one shutif can force the other shutif to divide the chatzar, and hezek riyah shmei hezek, so essentially what that means is a shutif can knock on his neighbor's door and he can say, I woke up this morning, I had an epiphany, I want to divide the chatzar, I want to build a wall, and I want you to contribute half the property, and I want you to pay for half of it. You can do it. If hezek riyah shmei hezek, that's okay. If that's the case, you don't really need rotzu. You don't need both of them to sign off on this. If one of them wants to do it, he can force the other one to do it. It's basic math. If I can force you to divide your chatzar with me, and once we divide the chatzar, hezek riyah shmei hezek, so freik the Gemara, it's a subtle question. But the question is, my ir yiratzu, afilu loy ratzu nami, meaning as long as one of them wants it, that should be enough. I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, on a very simple test. Mishnah saying, k'she eim b'din chalukah, for who the ratzu. Mishnah's talking about where the chatzar was eim b'din chalukah, the chatzar was less than 8 amas, being that the chatzar was less than 8 amas, over there, One shutif can't force the other shutif to divide the chatzar. If he can't force him to divide the chatzar, so he can't force him to build a wall. If they both decide anyways to go ahead and to divide the chatzar, and then one of them wants a wall, then enochinami, then the halacha is going to be that way. But it has to be a shutfin sherotzu lasis mechitza, a shutfin sherotzu lachzois. Because if they don't both want to go ahead and divide the chatzar, being that we're making an akimta, we're talking about a chatzar she'im by din chaluka, one would not be able to force the other. But the Gemara asks a follow-up question. The Gemara says, my kamashma, I don't understand the chiddush of the Mishnah. Are you going to tell me that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you have a chatzar she'ein bo din chaluka, the halacha is you can't force the other one to divide it, and it's only if they both want to divide it, the halacha is it gets divided? Tony, no, we know that from the Mishnah later. It's a Mishnah later in the first parak here in Bava Basra, where the Mishnah says Mefurish, that if the chatzar has eight amas, then the halacha is one can force the other one to divide it, and if not, not. So the Gemara's kasha is, I don't understand the chiddush of the Mishnah. You tell me the chiddush of the Mishnah is the halacha of a chatzar she'im by din chaluka, that you can't force, but if they do want to, then and their sign-off and their consent has value? That's something I know from the Mishnah later. Now, Tosfos is the top Tosfos on the Amid, asks the obvious question. You almost can't even read the Gemara without seeing that Tosfos. You want to know, Mike Kamashma, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What's wrong with Hezek, Riyah, Shmei, Hezek? That's a huge Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Hezek, Riyah, Shmei, Hezek. Hachutfin Shiratu Lasis Mechitza. They want to make a Yachloiku. What's the Halacha? Boininas HaKoysel Ba'am. So we force them to build a Koysel. Taisa says, Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Avada, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, is Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. And this is a huge Chiddush. And Avada, we need this Mishnah. And no one's ever going to ask a Kasha of Maiko Mashmalon because it's not Poshet at all. What then is the Gemara's Kasha? We just made an Akimta that the Mishnah is talking about a Chatzah She'im Bo Din Chaluk. Why did we make that Akimta? Because we were thrown off by the word Sheratzu. And why is it Ratzu? Ratzu in Lai, Ratzu Lai. As long as one of them wants to do it, that should be enough. The Teretz is, the Mishnah is talking about a situation where the Chatzah was aimed by Din Chaluka. That's bothering the Gemara. Why? Why make that Akimta? Meaning, the Gemara's Kasha was, why do you need Ratzu? It's a Chatzah She'im Bo Din Chaluka. The follow-up question to that is, why are you talking about a chatzar she'im bo din chaluka? Just talking about a regular chatzar. Don't say the word ratzu. If one shutif wakes up in the morning and he says, I want to divide the chatzar, and I want to build a wall, and I want my neighbor to pay for it, that's something you have a right to do. If the Mishnah made an akimta and taught us this halacha in the context of a chatzar she'im bo din chaluka, there must be some chiddush. Freit the Gemara, what's the chiddush? That you can't force your shutif and a chatzah she'im by din chaluka to divide the chatzah, I know that for later. To tell me that, but when he does sign off on it, it's a haste signed off, I know that from later also. So that's the Gemara's Kasha says, Tosfos my kamashmalan. Not my kamashmalan, the halacha of the Mishnah, but my kamashmalan that the Mishnah told me the halacha in a funny case where we're dealing with a chatzin she'im bo din chaluka. So the Gemara says like this, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Imei hasam, had I only had the Mishnah later, habamina, I would have thought, afilu pachas mikan. Meaning it's true, you see from the Mishnah later that you can't force your shutif to divide a chatzin she'im bo din chaluka. You also see from the Mishnah later that if you do sign off on dividing the chatzah she'im bo din chaluka, it's considered signed off. But I would have thought that in that case, there's no halacha of hezek riyah. There's no halacha where if one of the shutfin now says, I want to build a wall, he could force his partner to build a wall. Meaning, although the halacha is that by a chatzah she'yesh bo din chaluka, I could wake up in the morning, force you to divide with me, and even force you to pay for the wall together with me. But it could be that's only by a chatzah she'yesh bo din chaluka, where I can force the yachloiku. But by a chatzah she'im bo din chaluka, where I can't force the yachloiku, and I need you to sign off on it, over there, even when you do sign off on it, maybe, ulai, I can't force you to build the wall. Meaning, I would have thought that the mesipas ba'al, I could force you to put some way of knowing what belongs to me or what belongs to you, but not a proper wall that's going to protect me from you being able to see me, that's going to deal and alleviate the issue of hezek riyah. That's why the Tanan Mishnah said the word koisel. So we should know that even by a chatzah she'im bo din chaluka, the halach is that when you sign off, I now can force you to build a wall based on the halacha of Hezekiah. Now, what's this svara that although there's an idea of hezek kriyas shmei hezek, and if it's a chatzis sheish b'din chalukah, I can force you to do a yachloiku and pay for the wall. But if it's a chatzis she'ein b'din chalukah, even when I get you to agree to divide the chatzis, there would have been a havamina. Maybe I can't force you to build a proper wall. A mesipas ba'alma, yeah, but a proper wall, not. So the Rishonim say, because you could have argued that when this person agreed to divide, he only agreed to divide from the standpoint, yeah, I'm willing to divide the chatzer, but you want me also to contribute to a wall, that's not something I'm agreeable to do. So it's as if there was like a tenai in the initial chalukah that I'm doing it al menas that you're going to pay for the entire wall. Meaning, if you're sensitive to hezek kriya, I hear you. But at the same time, this is something that I want you to pay for. Either way, that's the chiddush. So what's the ikah chiddush of the Mishnah? Hezek kriya, shmei hezek. But there's an agav urche kamash malon in this Mishnah, like there very often is. And what is the agav urche kamash malon in this Mishnah? That this halach of hezek kriya shmei hezek, that I can force my shutif to contribute to the cost of the wall. It's true even by a chata she'im by den chaluka. Why is that a chiddush? Because being that you needed him to sign off on it, you could have thought that it's ke'ilu understood, there was an umdana. Yeah, he's signing off on it, but I'm an ask that I'm not going to contribute to the wall. Kamash Balon, that once we're partners and once we're dividing, the halach is always going to be Bainin Esha Koiso Ba'amsa. But the Gemara asks one last kasha, and that is Velisni Ha, Veloy Lisni Hach. So it comes out that really this Mishnah told us two things. It told us Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek. It also told us the halacha of a Chatzir Ein Bo Din Chaluka. So the Gemara's kasha is, why then do I need the Mishnah later? Later in the parak, the Mishnah is going to tell me again this halacha that a chatzis sheyesh by din chaluka, you can force. If it's ein by din chaluka, you can force. But if he agrees to sign off on it, that yeah, l'chura v'lisni ha. Let's have our Mishnah v'loy lisni hach. Why do I need the Mishnah over there? So the Gemara says, see if it's richle. It's true. We're going to learn that Mishnah and we'll see that that Mishnah has a seifa. And the whole reason that Mishnah was mentioned was for the seifa. Meaning the reisha as it relates to a chatzis sheyesh by din chaluka, ein by din chaluka. Then I could have inferred already from bava basra da beza med aleph. The reason that Mishnah is mentioned there is because the Mishnah is going to tell me a halacha related to Kisvei HaKodesh, which, by the way, that halacha related to Kisvei HaKodesh is going to segue into some festa Gemaras, Divrei Agada, etc., etc. But the Mishnah over there is going to say halacha related to Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's for that halacha, which we don't know from our Mishnah, because I don't say a word about Kisvei HaKodesh, that the whole Mishnah was mentioned. What's the halacha related to Kisvei HaKodesh? Afa pisha shneim roitzen lo yachloiku. If you have two shutvin that own a sefer Torah, or Rashi says even shar neviim uksuvim, and one day they decide we're not getting along, you know what? I'm taking the half a sefer Torah, and you're going to take half a sefer Torah. Right? You look up that Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed, and you figure out where Chatzi Tevois is, and I take the first Chatzi, and you take the second Chatzi. That doesn't work. You can't divide Kisvei HaKodesh. That's considered to be extremely disrespectful, and that's an important halacha in the world of Shutvin Sheratzu Lasus Mechitza. So the Derech Agav, that halacha is mentioned over there. Either way, this parenthesis here now for the next 10 lines, some are Goyres, some are not Goyres. We're taking a position. Everyone can make their own decisions. We're not going to be Goyres. And we're going to skip to the bottom of the parentheses. We're going now according to the second Lishna. The second Lishna is Hashutvin She Rotzu Lasis Mechitza, in the sense Hashutvin She Rotzu Lachzois. In the event that they're Rotzu Lachzois, what's the halacha? Koyfin Osim Bal Korchon. Why? Because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. What was the Kasha? Rotzu. Why do they have to both be Ratzu? The teretz is because we're dealing with a chatzir she'ein bo din chaluka. And being that it's a chatzir she'ein bo din chaluka, so really, you can't force me to divide. If I sign off to divide, so it's then and only then that the halacha is that you can force me to build a wall together with you. But if I don't sign off on it, not, and it's based on the yoikimta that the Mishnah is talking about, a chatzis she'ein b'din chaluka. So the Gemara says, b'may yoikimta masis. What was the kimta in the Mishnah she'ein b'din chaluka? Iba she'ein b'din chaluka. If we're talking about it, ein b'din chaluka, ki ratzu may havi nahad rebuhuza. I don't understand the whole halacha. Right, let's just visualize the halacha. You have two shutfin, they own this very small piece of property together. The ganze mais is less than shmoina amas, right? And one shutif goes to the other shutif and he says, let's divide the chatz. He says, okay, no worries. Let's do it. No problem. The next thing he knows, he hires a contractor. He sends him an invoice. And it's going to cost $1,000 to build a wall to divide this little chatz. And he wants him to pay for half. He says, I don't want to do it. He says, you have no choice. The first mission in Bava Basra, you should have known this. Hashut fin shirotzu lasis mechitza b'chotza she'im bo'idin chaluka, bo'idin es ha'koysel b'alkor ch'v'emtza, you have to pay for it. Great, the Gemara, a very easy way out. All this guy needs is a good Jewish lawyer. He hires an attorney, and the attorney's going to tell him that, just back out. You didn't have to sign off on this in the first place. I mean, he can't force you to divide it. So you told him you're going to do it? Okay, now you told him you're not going to do it. Now, what about Cheyus Yisrael Yasa Avla? What about Midvash HaKetirchak? V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. That's a whole inyan. M'shatani b'ach, above my pay grade. But from a pure Choshem Mishma perspective, how can I force you to go ahead and do it? Let me just back out. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. You have to say, Shekonu Miyadon. He made a kinyan. Meaning, he didn't just say it. He actually did something about it. He made a kinyan. But the Gemara says, V'chikonu Miyadon, I have it. Let's say he made a kinyan. Kinyan dvar ba'al mohu. Meaning, a kinyan on what? What does it mean you made a kinyan? Kinyan means you want to buy something. So you make a kinyan. You know, gadu paratz, if it's karka. You know, depending on what it is, you're being kaina. So refer to whatever kinyan works. I said I'm going to do something and I made a kinyan. What, in the luft? It's a kinyan varba alma fein the Gemara. No, so the Gemara says, Bishakonu miyadam biruchais. No, it's talking about where they made a kinyan in the ruchais. Meaning right now these two shutfen own this property together and it's not clearly defined what this shutf owns or what that shutf owns. One shutf said, I'm making a kinyan on this part of it. And the other shutf said, I'm making a kinyan in that part of it. Once you make a kinyan, so now we're ready. The chalukah happened. If the chalukah happened, at this point, you can't back out anymore. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says, Kigoyin shahalach zeh betoich shaloi v'hichzik, v'zeh betoich shaloi v'hichzik. Rav Ashi says, again, it's talking about where they both made a kinyan. He made a chazakah on his half. He made a chazakah on his half. The point is, a kinyan was made, and once a kinyan is made, at that point, you're not able to back out anymore. Now, Pasha, what's the difference between Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Ashi? Right? Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekonu miyadon. The Gemara says, isn't a kinyan dvarim ba'alma? And for the Gemara, b'shekonu miyadim beruchais. What did Rav Ashi say? Kigoyin shahalach zeh betoich shaloi v'hichzik, v'zeh betoich shaloi v'hichzik. You made a kinyan, right? They both said you made a kinyan. Shekonu miyadim beruchais is the same as shahalach zeh betoich shaloi v'hichzik, v'zeh betoich shaloi v'hichzik. So first, taich, definitions. What's the difference? If you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to say that b'shekonu miyadim beruchais means chalipin. It doesn't say it, rochel b'tchaktana, but it's mashma from Rashi, that kinyan was chalipin. And this, by the way, jives very well in line of what the poskim say in Choshem Mishpat, and that stam kinyan is kinyan chalipin. I think it's a sma somewhere, but the bottom line is stam kinyan is chalipin. Shekonu miyadim beruchais is talking about where you did chalipin. Rav Ashi is being moisif. That doesn't have to be chalipin. It could be kinyan chazaka, but it's still shver. Okay, so we defined at the very least that they're not saying the same thing. He said chalipin, and he said chazaka. But what's the chiddush of chazaka over chalipin? I'll say kesef, right? I mean, what's the difference? There's a whole bunch of different ways that you could be koina. So, lamay nafka mina, chalipin versus karka, it's toisfis, kash, divra, maskel, ravashi, omar, teimalari, ma bo ravashi, lahoisef, vichi, itzrich, lashmi, ina de chazaka, mayelis, kemay kinyan, chazaka is a kinyan, just like chalipin is a kinyan. So, what exactly is Rav Ashi coming to me? Moisef, I in Toisvis, who says a little bit of a chiddush that you see in Rav Ashi's teretz, that's negeya kinyan chazaka by karka. Either way. Going back to the Mishnah. So I think at this point we sort of have a mahalach in how to understand the first line of the Mishnah. In fact, we have two mahalachim. Hashut fin shiratzu lasis mechitza either means a koisel, when they decide, and if they decide to build a koisel together, then poinis a koisel ba'emza. But if they don't decide together to do it, no one's going to force them to do it. One shutif can't force the other shutif to do it because hezek griya lav shmei hezek. Or hashut fin shiratzu lasis mechitza means they decided to divide. Then the halacha is boinus akoyis of emtsa because hezek griya shmei hezek. Why do they both have to decide? Why can't one decide? And a kimta in that lishna of the gemara, the mishnah is talking about a chatzah shein boi din chaluka. Either way, the mishnah then continued and the mishnah said makam shenagu livnois gvil gazes kfis and levenim boinim. If the minig in this place is to build a wall using gvil, that's the way you should do it. Gazes, do it that way. Kfisin, you got to do it kfisin. Levenin, you do it levenin. It's all based on the minig amadin. And then the Mishnah continued. And the Mishnah said, gvil, in the event that you're building gvil, so again, what's the halacha? So what's b'emtza? Zen noisen gimel tfachim, v'zen noisen gimel tfachim. And it's based on the fact that a gvil is six tfachim wide. So each partner then has to contribute 50% of the width. He's going to give gimel tfachim, and he's going to give gimel tfachim. Big gazes. If you're building the wall using gazes, then zen noisen tfachim u mechza,
V'zeh noisen tfachayim u'mechza. It's five tfachim wide, and as a result, each person's going to contribute 2.5. But kfisin, if they're using kfisin, then zeh noisen tfachayim. V'zeh noisen tfachayim. Kfisin are 4 tfachim wide, so each person's contributing 2 tfachim. B'levenim, zeh noisen tefach u'mechza. V'zeh noisen tefach u'mechza. It's only 3 tfachim wide, and because it's 3 tfachim wide, so each person is going to give a tefach and a half. This next gemara that we're about to learn, and then a major digression is going to come. But the next Gemara that we are about to learn is going to define these four terms a little bit more acutely. Gvil, Gozes, Kfisin, and Levenim. So just to give it away, Rashi does a little bit, but just to give it away before we start the Gemara, we'll precap it. Gvil, the Gemara is going to say, is stone that was not smoothed. So it wasn't planed with a plane. It's stone, but it has these pointy edges. Gozes is stone that was smoothed properly. Kvisin are half bricks. Levenim are full bricks. So just in terms of definition, that's what these four things are. The Mishnah is saying a halacha, very important, that this wall that's going to be built, if it's being built from Gvil, it has to be 6 tefachim wide. If it's being built from Gozes, it has to be 5 tefachim wide. If it's Kfisin, it's going to be 4 tefachim wide. And if it's Levenim, it's going to be 3 tefachim wide. And to be clear, these are shiurim that it has to be. It's not that these are shiurim that a punkt was, right? Stone could be as big or as small as you want it to be. What the Mishnah is saying is that this is the way it had to be. Meaning, if you're going to build a proper wall, this is the way it has to be. Now, it's interesting. The Mishnah talks about how wide this wall has to be. Right? It gives us 4 different materials. It's pretty wordy. The Mishnah doesn't say how tall the wall has to be. That's really a Mishnah later. It's going to come up in the Gemara that we're going to learn. The wall had to be 4 amas tall. It's going to play itself out. But the bottom line is it had to be dalet amas tall, just to protect for the hezekriah, etc., etc. But from the standpoint of the width, so it depends on whether you're using gvil, gozes, kfisim, and levenim. Now, there's one very interesting anomaly in the Mishnah. The interesting anomaly in the Mishnah is that kfisim, we're saying, are half bricks, and levenim, we're saying, are whole bricks. The kfisim are 4 amas wide, and the levenim are 3 tvachim wide, right? The kfisim, which are the half bricks, zen noisel tvachim, vezen noisel tvachim, implying that it's 4 tvachim wide, and the levenim, which are the whole bricks, each person gives a tefach u'mechza, which implies that it's 3 tefachim wide. So how could it be that the half brick is bigger than the whole brick? So the answer is, and again, it's going to play itself out in the Gemara right now, that when they used half bricks, they couldn't just use one. They had to use 2. And because they had to use 2, they needed to take these 2 half of bricks and they had to merge them together. And the way they merged them together was using tina, using tar, using cement, some plaster, some tit. Right? That's the way they merged it together. And that material that was used to merge them together, that in of itself had the width of a tefach. So the cheshbon is like this. The brick is 3 tefachim wide. That's why if you're using whole bricks, each person gives a tefach and a half. If, however, you're using half bricks, so then you're going to need 2. Not only are you going to need 2, but you're going to have the tit that's in the middle. Now, if the whole brick is 3 tefachim, so the half a tit, the half a brick is a tefach and a half, 2 half a bricks are 2 times a tefach and a half, which is 3. You need the extra tefach for the tina that's going to combine them together. As a result, you have 4. Half of 4 is 2, and that's the cheshbon. So avada, the whole brick is wider than the half a brick. But the point is that when you use the half a brick, you need 2 plus you need the tina. As a result, it ends up being bigger than the whole brick. The bottom line is, again, what are the definitions? Gvil are stone that was not smooth. Gozes are stone that was smooth. Right? That's why gvil 6 tefachim, and the gozes is 5 tefachim. It's the edges that make up the additional tefach. Kfisim are half bricks, but it's 2 half bricks plus the tina that merges them. Levenim are whole bricks. The reason the half bricks end up being bigger than the whole bricks is because you need 2 of them, plus you need the tina. That's why if you're using half bricks, it's going to be 4. If you're using whole bricks, it's going to be 3. Zok de Gemara again. We're going to make believe we don't know anything that we just spoke out, and we're going to see how the Gemara works this through. To l'shoyim this, by the way, in real time. So the Gemara says like this. Gvil are abni deloy meshafya. Right? The Mishnah says gvil. What are gvil? These are stones that had not been smooth. And gozes abni meshafya. Gozes is stone that was smooth. How do you know that? The chsiv. It's a
Pasuk in Malachim, it says, "Kol eile avonim yikarois kemidois gozis migayrorois b'megera." So, number one, migayrorois b'megera means it was planed with a plane. So you see, that's what's going on over here. If you take a look at Rashi in Malachim Aleph on that pasuk, so Rashi says, "Gozis is miloshin geziza." The point is, this was shaved, it was chiseled, this is like a perfect stone. So you have a makar, a pasuk that says that Gozis is Avni de Meshafia. Now notice, we didn't have a pasuk that Gvil is Avni de Loi Meshafia. We have a pasuk that Gozis is Avni de Meshafia. Okay, Kfisim are Archi, Kfisim are half bricks, and Levenim Alivni are regular bricks. These are the definitions that we talked about. Says in where Amalei, Rabbi Breda, Rabbi the Ravashi, Rabbi the son of Rabbi called Ravashi, Mimayi Gvil Avni de Loi Meshafia Ninu. How do you know that Gvil Avni de Loi Meshafia? It's stones that have these edges. V'hai Tefach Yisrael Marsha the Karnaso. And the reason that the Gvil is one Tefach bigger than the Gozes is because of the protrusions that were not shaved off. Dilma Palga the Gozes who I have a different mahalach. Meaning maybe what Gvil is half of a Gozes. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a half a gozes. Okay. V'hai tefach yisera. And the reason you need an extra tefach, because the gozes is 5 tefachim and the gvil is 6 tefachim, lebeine yorvihu. It's to merge the two halves. Meaning maybe the cheshbin of gozes and gvil is the way we explained in the Mishnah, the cheshbin between the whole bricks and the half of bricks. Loilam, I'll tell you that gvil is not unsmooth stone, but rather it's a half of a smooth stone. And the reason it ends up being 6 tefachim wide, as opposed to the gozes, which is 5 tefachim wide, is because when you use the gvil, which is half, you end up needing 2. And you need to merge it. And we know the merging requires an extra tefach. And what's the precedent for that? Kidam rinon. Like we said regarding the bricks. Kfisin are archi, half bricks. Levenim, livni are full bricks. And the reason the half bricks require an extra tefach is vahay tefach yisayri, levenim yurvi. It's for the tina. Amalese told him back, according to you, let me ask you a question. Kfisin archi minon. How do you know that kfisin are really half bricks? Meaning, mechtesi. Maybe kfisin are not even half bricks. And the reason kfisin have to be a tefach bigger than leveni, if you're holding cheshbin, is maybe because it has protrusions. I don't know. How do you know it's half bricks? Ela gemara gemiri lo. That obviously we know by Messiah. Nusik vil nami, abli neshav gemara gemiri lo. This is something we also know by Messiah. I mean, the maksha was coming. Like, I know for a fact that kfisin are half bricks. And the reason it has to be a tefach wider is because of the tin. But what I'm a little bit insecure about, what I'm pondering, and what I'm not sure of, is mehechetesi gvil is the stone that has the protrusions. Fake the Gemara back. How do you know this? Oh, the teretz is, you know, must be there was some tradition, there was some Messiah. No, obviously the Tana had a Messiah as it relates to this. Ikidami, some had this exchange in the exact reverse. Amalei Rav Acha, Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, might die kvisin archi ninu. How do you know that kvisin are half bricks? Vay tefach yisayr lebeini yorvi. And the reason it has to have an extra tefach is for the tina that combines and merges these two half of bricks. Doma, my kvisin avdi le meshafyin. Maybe kvisin are really stones or bricks that haven't been smoothened out. Vay tefach yisayr le morsha the karnaso. And the reason is an extra tefach is for the morsha of the karnaso. Kid the amrinon, like we said regarding the stone, gvil are avni d'loy meshafin, and gozes are avni d'meshafin. The high tefach is the morsha of the karnaso. Again, it's the same exact question in the reverse. I'm basically told litamech. According to you, gvil avni d'loy meshafin minon. Like you're taking for granted that gvil are avni d'loy meshafin. You're just not sure. How do we know that kfisin are archi? How do you know that? El Gemara Gemira Lo. Obviously, there must have been a tradition. Achinami Gemara Gemira Lo. So too, as it relates to this, there was a tradition. In other words, high level, what the Gemara just did was, is that the Mishnah described two types of stones and two types of bricks. As it relates to the two stones, one is a tefach wider than the other. As it relates to the two bricks, one is a tefach wider than the other. But in terms of the relationship and what exactly these two stones are versus what exactly these two bricks are, it's a whole different mahalach. The two stones are, one was properly planed and the other one was not properly planed. The one that's not planed has these protrusions as a result. You have to account for that and it's going to end up being a tefach larger. As it relates to the two bricks, the cheshbin is one is a whole brick, the other is a half a brick. Ironically and counterintuitively, the half a brick is larger. It's because you need two of them and you need the tina. But the Gemara says, like, mechatesa, you know, to go this way and go that way as it relates to the stones and the bricks, respectively. And really, the short answer is Gemara Gemira Law. The only one we have a pasuk for is Gozes. We know what Gozes is. But beyond Gozes, we don't know anything else. Really, there's room for different interpretation. Abulamaisa was all based on Messiah. Amar Abaya. Abaya had a postscript to this discussion. Shema mina, you see from this halacha, kol beini urvi tefach, that anytime you're going to merge two half a bricks and you're going to put tina and you're going to ask yourself how much tina is supposed to be there, the answer is a tefach. Says the Gemara, hani mili betina, ava brichs abayit feis. Stating that, the only time this is true is if you're using tina. So Rashi says this is pure tit. Ava brichsa, but if the richsa is going to have avonim dakois, it's going to have like pebbles in it, it's not going to be pure tit, then you're going to need more. You need a tefach of tit. But if there's other chazarai in there, then already you're going to need more. Igadami, some say hanabil b'ruchs, just the opposite. That if it's richsa, so then you need the full tefach. But if, however, it's going to be tina, you're not even going to need as much. Either way, here comes the left turn. The Gemara now is going to digress, and the Gemara is going to go from the halachis of ashut fin sharotzu lasis mechitza b'chatzer to deal with halachis related to the Beis HaMikdash, specifically the second Beis HaMikdash, and even more specifically, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, the second Beis HaMikdash, mitkufas hurdis ve'elach. So in tomorrow's daf, Ezra Hashem will talk a little bit about hurdis, actually talk a lot about hurdis, but we'll introduce who exactly this person hurdis was. But for now, the Gemara is about to make an engineering observation in the Mishnah, and based on that, compare and contrast it to the engineering of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah said that in the event that these two shutvin, Sheratzu Lasas Mechitza, whatever that even means, choose to make a wall out of gazes. Now, could be they don't even have a choice, right? A kol kamina gamadina. But the bottom line is, if this wall is going to be made of gazes, how wide does this wall have to be? If it's going to be made from gazes, it has to be 5 tefachim wide. That's a halacha. I mean, maybe it could be 4 tefachim wide, maybe 6 tefachim wide. No, it's a halacha. It has to be 5 tefachim wide. The Gemara assumes that the reason it has to be 5 tefachim wide is in Hilchas Engineering. It's because it has to be 4 amas tall. And if it's going to be 4 amas tall and it's going to stand, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. Just based on the ratio of 5 tefachim wide, just based on the ratio in terms of how you're going to make this work. Now, the fact that it has to be 4 amas tall, that's related to the sugya of Hezekriya. Width, I don't know, who cares how wide it is, right? As long as you can't see through it, that accomplishes what it needs to accomplish from a Hezekriya perspective. Bal Karchach, if you're handling the width of this wall, the reason you're handling it is because you're looking at it from the perspective of you have to make sure this wall is going to stand. So the Gemara says like this, the Maimra, you know what you see from here? The big gazes, that if you have a wall that's made of gazes, called Dalet Amis, Goiva, Ihabe Pusi Chamishakai, Iloi Loi Kai. If it's going to be 4 amas tall, if it's going to also be 5 tefachim wide, it's going to stand. If not, not. I mean, just in Hilchas Engineering, you're not going to be able to work. Make it work. Freit the Gemara Kasha for Amatraxin. The Amatraxin. So what was the Amatraxin? The Amatraxin was the wall that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshin in the first Beis HaMikdash. So in the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a wall that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was a Pereiches that there. But in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall. This wall was called the Amatraxen. So the Gemara says like this, the Amatraxen, the Avagavaya, Talsen Amasa, it was 30 Amas tall, just based on the Goyva of the Hechel. It was 30 Amas tall. But they have your Pusya Elashiz Pushchi. And the width was only 6 Tvachim, Vikam, and it was able to stand. So the Gemara says, do the math. The ratios just don't add up, right? This is Algebra 101, or something 101, right? Calculus, what is this? But it just doesn't work. And the reason this doesn't work is because you have a wall that's 4 amas tall and it has to be 5 amas wide, yet I could have a wall that is 30 amas tall and all it has to be is pusya shiz pushchi. It only has to be 6 tefachim wide. So how's it possible? So the Gemara says a huge chiddush. The Gemara says, kiven the ikka tefach yiserikai, that one extra tefach makes the whole difference. Meaning 5 tefachim is needed for 4 amas. But if you have 6 tefachim, you can build as high as 30 amas. That's how far up you'd be able to go. That's the Gemara stats. Faith the Gemara follow-up question. Ubimikdash any my time aloy of an amatraxin in the second base amikdash. Why didn't they make an amatraxin? Now, it's a nice question. And it feels like the Gemara should ask this kasha Masechtas Yuma. I don't know, maybe in Talmud, Midas, right? There are other places where you would expect this question to be. Those are Mishnayos, I understand. But the other places where you would expect this question to be. Why is this kasha over here? Mikdashani had parochas, we just said. There wasn't an amatraxin. Faith the Gemara, but Mikdashani, my time away of it. Amatraxin. The teretz, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is that The second Beis HaMikdash, as we're about to see, was bigger. It was physically taller than the first Beis HaMikdash. It was 10 amas taller. It wasn't 30 amas tall. It was 40 amas tall. The Gemara assumed up until this point that maybe the reason there was no amatraxin in the second Beis HaMikdash is because it was just simply too tall. But now you're telling me that once you have 6 tfachim of width, go build up, gesunta hay, right? Go as far as you can go. So then, Mikdashani, you should also have it. So this kasha is an interesting question, but it's really pointed to what we just said. Avifel, you're telling me that even if the tefach yaseir koi, so it basically sounds like you're telling me once you have an extra tefach, now go build as high as you can build. Well, if that's the case, then Mikdashani should have also had. But the Gemara answers, not true. Everything has a shear. Ki koi betalsin koi tvei loy koi. The 6 tefach can get you up to 30, but it can't get you beyond 30. And for that reason, it's not going to be okay. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't ask. Make it a little wider. Okay, so maybe make it a 7th tefach wider. That, the Gemara doesn't ask. We show you talk about this in different places. And that wasn't so posh. The reason that wasn't so posh is because there's an idea, Kachem 101, Hakol b'ksav b'yad Hashem l'hiskel, that all the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash had to be with a cheshbon, and that was already understood, al pinavua, that if there was going to be a wall, it couldn't be more than 6 tefachim wide. So that wasn't an option. And as a result, you couldn't get it to stand so tall with 6 tefachim of width. That's why this couldn't be. Says the Rambam, "Havi gavoya tfei." How do you know that the second Beis HaMikdash was physically taller than the first Beis HaMikdash? Dichsev, it's a pasuk. This pasuk is in Sefer Chagai. Incidentally, Sefer Chagai is where the Navi talks about the second Beis HaMikdash. So this is something we've spoken about countless times over the years, that not all the Batei Mikdashim were created equally, right? There was a Mishkan, there was Bayis Rishon, there was Bayis Sheni, and then here B'Yameinu L'Asa Lavoi, there's going to be Bayis Shlishi. And aside for the levels of Shechina that were different and all the different Batei Mikdashim, but the physical nature of the Batei Mikdashim were different, right? The Mishkan, the story is told where? Shumat Tzavik Yisisa V'Yakob Pekudei. The first Beis HaMikdash, that's Melech HaMalach, Shlomo HaMelech. The second Beis HaMikdash is in Sefer Chagai. That's where it's discussed. The third Beis HaMikdash, those are the Nevuos of Yecheskel Kiyadur. But the bottom line is, this is a pasuk in Sefer Chagai, very appropriately, because Chagai is one of the Vim Achreinim, and he was the one who prophesied about the second Beis HaMikdash. And he said, quote, Godol Yieh Kvoid HaBayis HaZeh HaAchrein Min HaRisha in Amar HaShem Tzvokos. So the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be Godol. Says the Gemara. Okay, what does Gadol mean? Rav Shmuel, it was a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Bamidbar some say Rav Yechem, Rav Elazar was machlokes Rav Yechem, Rav Elazar. Chadam once said b'binyan that what it means is it's going to be Gadol b'binyan, meaning physically it's going to be taller. The Chadam and the other said b'shanim that what it means is that it's going to stand for more years, which is true. The Gemara says v'isalaha ulaha. They're both true. It was physically bigger. The first Beis HaMikdash, the Eichel's 30 Amos is 40 Amos, and it also stood longer. The first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. Either way, says the Gemara, it was taller. And being that it was taller, and you can't go more than 6 tefachim of width, therefore you couldn't have an amatraxin. Instead of an amatraxin, what did you have? You had a pareichas. Right, the Gemara, the na'avdi talsen ama bebinyin, the idach na'avid pareichas. Right, the Gemara, if the first Beis HaMikdash had an amatraxin, it sounds like that's the way to go, right? It certainly sounds like that's the preferred method. So if that's the preferred method, so why don't they make an amatraxin? Make it 30 amas, and then you'll have another 10 amas of pareichas, right? Because you can't build higher, but the pareichas you can put up there, that doesn't need a foundation. And like this, at the very least, you'll have the 30 amas of amatraxin. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Again, based on engineering, because ki koi talsen amas onami agav tikra umazeh v'havikar. The only reason it was able to stand 30 amas tall, even though it's only 6 tefachim wide, is based on the fact that there was a roof. But if the roof is not going to be attached to the wall, it's not going to work. So if you're going to have 30 amas of wall, and then a pareichas, so the roof is going to be attached to the pareichas, that's not going to get you very far. And it's for that reason, it's not going to work. But the Gemara asks another question. V'lahavi mada efshe bebinyan, v'lahavi idach pareichas. Okay, you can't build a wall that's 40 amas tall. You can't even go 30 amas and then have a pareichas. It's going to come down. Okay, but there is a number that you probably could go up to. Let's say that number is 20,
Let's say it's 15. Whatever it is, so make an amatraxin as far as you can go. Then make the difference a peroiches, and then you'll put the tikra on top or whatever, and then it's going to be okay. Again, why are you trying to do this? Because it sounds like there's a chshivas of having a wall. So if there's a chshivas of having a wall, at least have as much wall as you can have. You can't have the 30 amas, I got it. But whatever you could have, you should have. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Gemiru, we have a Masari. Ikulu bebinyin, ikulu beperoiches. It has to be other. Either it's entirely binyin or it's entirely peroiches. And what's the precedent to this? Ikulu bebinyin, mimikdash. Ikulu beperoiches, mimikdash. Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there was a pareiches. If you want to go the pareiches route, you can go the pareiches route. In the Mikdash Rishon, there was a wall. So if you want to go the wall route, you can go a wall route. But to do a merge, that's something you're not allowed to do. Top Tosfos says that once Abaye said that it has to be either 100% Azay, 100% Azay, it answers the previous question as well. What was the previous question? Make the Amma tracks in 30 Ammas and then put a pareiches 10 Ammas. The Teretz is this Teretz. I kulu bevinyin, I kulu bepareiches. Going back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said that what does the width of the wall have to be? It depends. You're using gvil, you're using gazes, you're using full bricks, half bricks. So ibayilu hein v'sidon, oidum hein v'loy sidon. These measurements, these dimensions that are given in the Mishnah, is it together with the plasters or not together with the plaster? Meaning a wall is going to have a finishing touch. That finishing is going to be sid. The sid is included in the shear or not included in the shear? So, for example, gvil, it's 6 tvachim including it, or it's 6 tvachim plus. If it's plus, it means it's going to be a little bit more. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Mistabre hein v'sidon." It's mistabre that it's hein v'sidon. Why Yitzchak died hein below sidon? Because if you're going to tell me it's hein below sidon, l'snai l'shiur, so then why didn't you tell me the real share? I mean, it comes out if this is hein below sidon, it's not the real share. It has to be more than 6 tvachim. Why? Because it's only hein below sidon. Okay, so then what is the share? Would you please tell me the share? So why would you tell me most of the share? I need to know the whole share. Alav shmami no heim v'sidon. The Gemara says, lo, it's not mochach lo, lo, meim lo chayim v'lo yisidon. Maybe it's heim v'lo yisidon. Kivin d'lei havi tefach lo yitani. Because sid, whatever it is, it's going to be less than a tefach. There's not going to be a lot of sid. And being that there's not going to be a lot of sid, the whole thing is a fraction. And being that the whole thing is a fraction, it could be we don't mention fractions. Since the Gemara is not true, we don't mention fractions. V'aktani levenim. Then noisen tefachu mechza, v'zen noisen tefachu mechza. The Mishnah mentioned a fraction, right? So the Gemara says, "Hosam chazi le'itzarufe." It's true, it mentioned a fraction. But what was the cheshbon? The cheshbon was, in total, it's 3. Each one gives 1.5. So that each person is giving a fraction, but together, the two fractions, the two halves, make a whole. It ends up being a chash of a number, as opposed to the sid. The sid is so little that even the entire sid amount is going to be less than a tefach, so it's going to end up being less than a fraction, and that's why we don't mention it. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Again, we're trying to figure out whether the dimensions in the Mishnah is with the sid or without the sid. Akoira sha'amru, the koira that we've been discussing, so this is a Mishnah in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So we're talking about a Mavoi that requires either a Lechi or a Kaira, ain't kind of Makom Laharich, but the bottom line is, you're putting a Kaira at the entranceway of this Mavoi in order to allow the Aruvei Chatzeres and the Shetufei Mavoyas to be able to work. So says the Mishnah, this Kaira, this beam, is Rechav, has to be wide enough, Kedei Lekabel Ariach, to be able to put in a Riach on top of this beam. Now we know what an Ariach is from today's Daf. V'Ariach is a Chatzi Levena. Okay, shel gimel tvachim. It's a half a levena of 3 tvachim. What's the raya? What's the raya? We know that a brick is 3 tvachim. We saw that in the Mishnah. If you're using full bricks, it's 1.5 and 1.5. Half a brick is 1.5, 1.5. Grad, when you're using half a bricks, it ends up being more because you need 2 and you need the tina. Okay, so what do you see over here? What you see over here is that's poshnit. That the koira that's rechavik kedei lekabel ariach doesn't have to be an ariach with sid, and the reason is because in erevin all you're making is a hecker. You're not building anything. So if you're not building anything, so why would you need sid? Sid is if you're going to build something properly, so you're going to finish it. But in that Mishnah, we're talking about the brick, not from the standpoint of using it and utilizing it and finishing it. So if it's not being used from the standpoint of finishing, so that's not something really that wouldn't be necessary. So Bal Karchach, when you say Gimel Tvachim, it's Beloy Tippa. What do you see from here? You see that the Gimel Tvachim of brick in the Mishnah is Gimel Tvachim Unsid. That means all the Shiurim of the Mishnah, the Gvil and the Gazas, etc., is without the Sid. Oh, so Shmami no Luchera, you see that it means without the Sid. But the Gemara says, no, Hasan Berav Ravosa, could be over there, we mean a bigger brick. I mean, it could be, splitting hairs here, literally, it could be that there were some bricks that were 3 Tvachim with the Sid, some bricks that are 3 Tvachim without the Sid. And Ochinami, in Erevin, that brick is 3 Tvachim without the Sid. And that's Rav Ravosa. It's Taka Grace a brick.
But maybe in our Mishnah, the brick that's three tvachim is three tvachim dafka, including already the sit. Deikonami, it sounds like a doichik, right? But the Gemara says, no, it's actually meduyik that way. Diktani, shel shloisha tvachim, mechlal de ikazut rishmamino. What did the Mishnah say? Akarish amr ruchava gitei lekabal ariach, v'ariach chatzi levena shel gimel tvachim. Everyone knows a brick is three tvachim. So what does it mean, v'ariach chatzi levena shel gimel tvachim? It sounds like there were different size bricks. So you have a brick that's gimel tvachim, and you can have a brick that's a little less than gimel tvachim. It's going to be gimel tvachim tzazamim mit the sid. But in it of itself, it's going to be less than gimel tvachim. As a result, you have no right. It could be that Mishnah Taka is talking about a brick that's a full three tvachim without the sid. But maybe our Mishnah is talking about a brick that's only three tvachim together with the sid. A little bit more Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Leilister inish beiknishta adaboni beiknishta achriti. You can't build a Beis HaKnesses until you build a replacement Beis HaKnesses. Meaning, you can't just destroy Beis HaKnesses. Right? Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, it's a Mikdash Ma'at. You can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash Chalila. So for the same price, you can't destroy a Mikdash Ma'at. Said Rav Chizda, let's say you want to knock down a Beis HaKnesses. So there are times you could do it. But, loylister inish beiknishta, adabani beiknishta achriti. You're going to have to replace it, and you have to make sure that that replacement is going to be in play before you knock down this. So if you want to knock this one down, theoretically you could, but you have to make sure you have the first one. I mean, you have the second one before you knock down the first one. So the Gemara says, why? Ikadami son said, Mishum Pshiyusa, because we're afraid you're not going to rebuild it. Meaning, stam to knock it down, that's not okay. If you're doing it to replace it, then it's going to be okay. But how do I know you're actually going to replace it? So Mishum Pshiyusa has a chashash that you may not go ahead and replace it. First have the replacement, then you can do it. Ikadami son say, Mishum Tsaluye, because in the interim, you might not have it a davin. So you're not, it's not that we're concerned. No, you're going to do it, but it's going to take a year, the construction. So what's going to be in the interim? You have to have a besmedrish. So for that reason, make sure you have the replacement. Mora says, my beinayu, what's the nafkamina? Ike beinayu, the ike beiknish tachrit. If you do have another Beis HaKnesses, if you're worried about pshiyusa, there's still a chash pshiyusa. If you're worried that you don't have another Beis HaKnesses, well, you do have another Beis HaKnesses. Meim mazuchri, sasri ubani. Meim mazuchri, they had the following minik. They would knock down and they would build bekaita besisvasa. So they had two shuls. One shul they used in the summer, and the other shul they used in the winter. So when they had to do work on the shul, so they would knock down the summer shul during the winter, which made sense, and the winter one during the summer. And the reason is because they held that really, the only reason you're not allowed to knock down a Beis HaKnesses until you build another Beis HaKnesses is because you're not with a daven. Here they had with a daven, because forget, they weren't using this shul right now during the winter, during the summer. So based on that, this is the way they did it. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, Gov Yisuzi Umachsimai. So the question was like this. According to the reason that you're not allowed to build a Beis HaKnesses, Adubanu Beiknishta Achriti, Mishum Pshiyusa, you're worried that you're going to be Pashay. What if they already raised the money? The money is sitting in an account. They did this huge building campaign. They have all the money. So if you have the money, what are you worried about? So then maybe you could knock down the Beis HaKnesses. And meaning, if the chashash is, you may not come up with the money, I hear. But you have the money already. So is that enough of a reason for this halacha to be different? Amalei, he told him, no. Because Dilma Misramilu Pidyon Shvuyim. V'yavilu, what if there's a Pidyon Shvuyim? Pidyon Shvuyim is a mitzvah rabbi. We know it's like everything Pidyon Shvuyim. So what if there's going to be a situation of Pidyon Shvuyim? You're going to have the money. So it's for Pidyon Shvuyim. You may end up spending it. So there's still a chashash pshiyusa. Meaning, pshiyusa doesn't have to necessarily mean like some horrible negligence. It could be for the right reasons you were a Pesheya. But there's still a chash. Says the Gemara, what would be in the event that it was Shrigi Livni, Vahadri Hudri, Umachsi Keshuri? Meaning, the whole construction site's already lined up. You have all the bricks, the cement, the everything is there. You're ready to roll. You don't just have the money. You already bought all the material. Everything is signed off and you got the approvals. Everything is good to go. What about then? Amalei told him, no, it's still a problem. Zoom in the Misrami opinion shvuyim. What if there's a opinion shvuyim? Mizavni, you're going to sell all the material. The Yavilu, and you're going to give the money for the opinion shvuyim. He told me, okay, I feel about an army. If you build it, it should be a problem. It doesn't mean if you build it. It sounds for sure like if you already built the other Beis HaKnesses, even if you didn't start davening there, right? You built it, then you're for sure good to go. What do you mean? Till I start using it, it should be a problem because maybe I'm going to sell it. Amalei told them, people don't sell their houses, people don't sell their shoes either, and it's for that reason, once it's built, at that point, you don't have to worry about it. So it says the Gemara, the only time this is true is if there was no tiyuah. I mean, the only time you can't just build the Beis HaKnesses, if you don't see anything wrong with the Beis HaKnesses, it's not like, Rashi says, Bikua Shiei Mezumen Lipa. It's not like you have some chashash that maybe this thing is going to come crumbling down. But let's say there is a Tiyua, there is something in the building that makes you think that maybe this Beis HaKnesses is dangerous. So then the Halach is Sasriu Bani, you can knock it down, build it back up. That's already different. And the Gemara says there's a precedent for this. Amaiser Rav, the other Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi saw a tiyua. He saw something wrong in the building, the structure of the Beis HaKnesses of Masa Mechasya. Sasre, he knocked it down. And listen to what he did. And he brought his bed, literally, into the construction site. For like Afghan, he said, I'm not leaving here. I was like, Choyni Amagel. Adamaskin Leishvichi. Until you finish building. Meaning, Rav Ashi was concerned that he had no choice. He had to knock down the Beis HaKnesses. But he was a little bit worried. Maybe the Yom was going to be Peshaya. And maybe they're going to not rebuild the Beis HaKnesses. See, he had a good eitz. His eitz was, I'm going to live here. And it's not kishmak for me to live here. Rav Ashi, by the way, is Torah v'gdula b'makam echad. So Rav Ashi is the gdula, but this is where he's living. He has no problem. And he's going to live right here until you rebuild it. What did that mean? The Dagom had no choice. The God of Adar is living in this hovel. So they had to go ahead and they had to rebuild it. And this is the way he was able to address. We're going to learn one more Gemara. Even though it really segues into tomorrow's daf, but it's good. Says the Gemara, Ubava Bembuta, I have one kasha. Hechi asfile eitzel hordis, le mistere le beis hamikdash. Bava Bembuta, as we're going to see, ba'ariches in tomorrow's daf, gave hordis an idea. You know what Zainfal was? Knock down the beis hamikdash, and rebuild it. Right? So if anything, how is Bava Bembuta able to do this? Vamer Rav Chizda le lister inish beik nishta, adabani beik nishta achriti. Rav Chizda said you can't even do it with a beis haknesses. Kavul Chaim, you shouldn't be able to do it with the beis hamikdash. So Mar says two terutzim. Iba yasei matiyua chazabe. Either he saw a tiyua, he saw something unstable, and as a result, this is something that's going to be okay. Iba yasei, or you could say, Malchus Hashani, it could be being that Hurdus was a melech, he was king, it's different. Loi hadrabe. What's the whole chashash? Pshiyusa, he's not going to, he said he's going to do it, but he's not going to do it, right? By the kings, you don't have to worry about it. If a king says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. He certainly has the means and the power to do it. And he wasn't concerned that Hordas wasn't going to be able to follow through. It's based on something Shmuel said. If a king says, I'm going to move a mountain, literally, we assume that this is something that he is going to do. Either way, this concludes the second daf here in Maseches Bava Basra. So just a little bit of raid. We'll see how much time we have. Working backwards. So the Gemara has been discussing this idea. Amar Rav Chizda, Loylister Inish Bei Knishta, Adabani Bei Knishta Achriti. You're not allowed to destroy Beis HaKnesses, even if you feel like that's the appropriate thing to do, and you're going to replace it until you build a replacement. So once you build the replacement, then you can knock down a Beis HaKnesses. But until you build a replacement, not. And the Gemara had two reasons why not. Ikad Amri Mishum Pshiyusa. Some say because we're afraid you may not end up building the second Beis HaKnesses. You may be negligent. And even if you raise the money and you have the whole construction site set up, maybe there's going to be a pidyon shvuyim, which we know from different places in Shas. Once upon a time, Lida was not so loy shchiach, and you're going to have to come up with the money to be mekayim, the mitzvah rabbah of pidyon shvuyim. Others said it's pashid. Practically, you're not going to have with a daven in the interim. And being that you're not going to have with a daven in the interim, so for that reason, you have to have another Beis HaKnesses. L'may nafkamino, is there a difference between the two reasons? Yeah, but if you have another shtibel, there's another Beis HaKnesses. If the reason is Mishum Pshiyusa, this Delach Shash Pshiyusa, if the reason is Mishum Tseluye, so over there you don't have to worry about Tseluye. Now, the Gemara, in the course of its discussion, said that there is a time where you would be able to knock down a Beis HaKnesses. And that is when, if you found the tiyua, if there's something wrong, there's an issue, in that instance, it would be okay. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. What would be if you want to knock down a Beis HaKnesses that has a tiyua, but in the interim, if you knock down the Beis HaKnesses, you're not going to have any work to daven. Do you knock it down, or do you not knock it down? So the Yad Rimah, here in Masechtas Bava Basra, says, you knock it down. They say, maybe if the chash is pshiyusa, okay, here there's a tiyua, so that is going to be doicha the chash pshiyusa. But if you don't have with a daven, then maybe it should be different. Now, the truth is, Rashi said that what's this idea of chazi bei tiyua? Bikua sheyehe mezumen lipa. So if you assume that this is like a real chashash, so that's already chamira sakanta meisura. That's a whole different idea. But let's assume we're not dealing with mamish bikuach nefashis. So the question over here is, where there's a tiyua, But you don't have another place to daven. Could you knock it down or can you not knock it down? Says the Ramah, yeah, and I have a raya from the Gemara we just saw. What's the raya? Hordas. Because the Gemara said that Bava ben Buta gave Hordas an Eitzah. His Eitzah, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf, was knock down the Beis HaMikdash. I'm telling you, this is good advice. Knock down the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild it and make it, mamish, as nice a building as anyone has ever seen, right? Why? How was he allowed to do it? Fake the Gemara. I, Rav Chisda, said this is not okay. So the Gemara said, there was a tiyua. Now, when Hordas knocked down the Beis HaMikdash, there was nowhere to bring karbonis. So if there was nowhere to bring karbonis, and still it was okay, so you say meres, that this halacha of tiyua is true, even if you don't have a place to daven. So I saw the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Agois al Hashas, he brings this Ramah and he says, L'chayr kasha alo hechacha shalo Ramah. L'chayr have a greisa kasha under Ramah's hechacha. What's his kasha? Makrivin afo pishayim bias. The Ramah said that when Hordas knocked down the second Beis HaMikdash, when the second Beis HaMikdash was under construction, there were no karbonis being brought. They didn't bring the Tmidim Kisidra and Musafin Kilchasan. Mehechatesi. They knew where the Makam HaMikdash was. All the issues of Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis, all Reb Tzvi's Kalisher's problems in the 19th century and Reb Kivegi and the Chasam Soifus Chuvis, v'chule, the Chayra weren't in play because they had a Beis HaMikdash. They grabbed it. It's under construction, right? You want to be careful from the right side, the left side, Beseder. But what happened to Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis? As I fragged them. So he said, v'rotzisi l'taretz. I wanted to say maybe a nice taretz. And that is, Bava Ben Buta, ki yodua, was mitalmidei Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer's shita in Shas is that you don't say makriv and afal pishayim bayis. I'm Megillah daf yud uba'oid mekaymas. Rabbi Eliezer said Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, we know, was shamuti. And the Rishonim say, why was he shamuti? Because he was also mitalmidei Beis Shammai. So he says, it's yitochin. I don't know, but it's yitochin. That if Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't say makriv and afal pishayim bayis, if Rabbi Eliezer's shita is the Kedusha Rishonim's kitchel l'shaita, for loy kitchel l'asalavoy, so it's gans yitochin that is Shitas Beis Shammai. If it's Shitas Beis Shammai, it's Gans Yitochin that it's Shitas Bava Ben Buta. That's the case. The Ramaz Raya was from Bava Ben Buta. Bava Ben Buta l'shitasa, who's Beis Shammai, who, like Rabbi Eliezer, holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'shayta, but like Kitchel L'asalava. If that's the case, you don't say Makri Nafal B'Shem Bayis. So how could he have given in an Eitzah? Ipa Yisema Mishum Tiyua. But you're not going to have me to bring Karbonis. Oh, must be with this Tiyua. I don't have a Cheshbin. It doesn't bother me that I won't be able to bring Karbonis. Kal V'Chaim, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to have a Beis HaKnesses to be able to daven it. And that was the Ramaz Raya. And there, Rav Tzvi Pesach says, it's a little bit of a pilpul. He says, but the MS is, he finds a safe in a siva soilam that quotes a Rashi in Beit Av Chofam and Beis, where Rashi had a psakasha also where he had a kasha, and the way he worked out of his kasha was saying that Rabbi Eliezer is mitalmidei Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Eliezer always conforms with Beis Shammai, maybe. And if Rabbi Eliezer is mitalmidei Beis Shammai, he always conforms with Beis Shammai. So based on that, he was able to miyashiv that kasha over there. It's interesting that Rav Tzvi Pesach, the reason he's like not sure, Ukeinze Matzasi is bringing a shtickle smach, a precedent, a shtickle makar, a raya to his teretz is, because it's a little bit of a shtickle Torah. What's the shtickle Torah? Just because Rabbi Eliezer holds that makriven, that you don't say makriven, afal pishayim bayis, and that Kedusha Rishayna is kitchel l'shaita, but like kitchel l'asalavay, who said that 100% means that shitas Beis Shammai? So he says he found it a sefer with somebody made as a cheshbon. But the emphasis we've spoken at many times, that Chasam Sofer, in a few places, it's in his Chedushim al Hashas, in the Sechtes Nidah Dav Zayin, it's also in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Chayshem Mishpat Simin Reishe, he says that we know Rabbi Eliezer Shamute, and Chazal say, because he was Talmidei Beis Shammai. So he says, okay, that means that Allah can never be like him? Meaning, what if Rabbi Eliezer said something that's not mitalmidei Beis Shammai, right? So he said, the Chasam Sofer, the Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkot Av Chav Ches Amad Aleph, Me'oilam lo yamarti dover shaloi shamati me'raboisai. I never said something that I didn't hear from my rebbes. And he said, Chavamol gezen in HaSefer, Losh of the Chasam Sofer is, Kein matzasi v'shachachti mekoymai. Go find another place that the Chasam Sofer says something like that. He says, I found this in a Sefer, v'shachachti mekoymai. But Al-Kopanon, the Chasam Sofer says, I saw somewhere in a Sefer once, can't remember where, but I once saw that it could be that where Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said, was that every single thing that I said over was from my Beshamai Rebbes. And because it was from my Beshamai Rebbes, that's where Blaise became Shamuti, and we never passed him like him. From Shammai. Every single Rebbe Eliezer in Shas is Shammai. If every Rebbe Eliezer in Shas is Shammai, and Rebbe Eliezer sheet this kedusha shayin kitchel shayin to like kitchel also love it, and you know the same makriv and afal pishayin bias. Well, if that's the case, zoysay meres, it has to be. This is the cheshbon that this ishitas beishamai bava bambutas from beishamai va'kol yovei amakayim beshalom. That's the first aura. The second aura is that in shaylus tshuvas tayr l'shma, which we had the privilege to talk about in Masechtas Bava Metzia. So who's the author of Shailos Tshuvas Tayr L'Shma? That's a very, very big mystery. Was it the Ben Ish Chai? Or was it a Yid Yecheskel Kuchli that no one ever heard of? But regardless, in Shailos Tshuvas Tayr L'Shma, this is in Simen Samech Aleph. He has a very interesting Shaila, and this is Mamish Dover Be'itay Matayv. This is the first weekend of the summer, and it's a very interesting Shaila. The Shaila was, Im Mutal Liyachid Beis HaKnesses Echel L'Chayrev Echel L'Kayitz. Could you have a Beis HaKnesses where I'm only using this Beis HaKnesses during the summer, or I'm only using this Beis HaKnesses during the Chayrev? Meaning, you can have a Beis HaKnesses, and the doors are going to be locked 10 months out of the year. Could be it's inappropriate. Could be it's Pasha not covered. It's not covered to have a basic so nobody walks into. Mechadeis, this is something you can do. Ooh, he brings the shayla, and at the end he says, Ein bo zeh chashash. There's no chashash. This is not something you have to worry about. Tahachi yisa bi gemara. Bava basra. Daf gimel amad beis. Mereimor mazut shmi sosri ubonu be kaita be sisvasa. Ubonu be sisvasa be kaita upirish rashi sham. No, either way, he says it's a mafurish a gemara mashman mikan the hayadarkam shloilus bayel bekayetz el be beisaknesu meyakayetz ubechayrif beisaknesu shloim meyachayrif, and it's pretty clear that this is the way it was. I'll tell you, meinyan leinyan ba'isa inyan. I saw in the safe in the tzoytzei hashas, and it brings from Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, who said over a maisa with Rav Meir Shapiro. So the maisa was that the chevra in Petrikov, so they came to the Rav. They came to Rav Meir Shapiro, and they asked Rav Meir Shapiro if they could build a tanner, if they could build an oven in the Beis HaKnesses in Petrikov. So it seems that it was very, very cold. Right? He brings here that the Polish winters, and at night, it was, mom, as you can imagine how cold it was. And there was no insulation, there's no heating or anything. They want to know if they could build a tanner, if this is something that's okay. So Rav Meir Shapiro said he's going to ask his Rebbe. The next time he goes to his Rebbe, the Chokhtav Rebbe, he's going to ask his Rebbe. So he walked into the Chokhtav. This is the Maisa that Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung said over. He said he walked into the room where the Chokhtav was. And before Rav Meir Shapiro started talking, right, you go to a Rebbe, you wait for the Rebbe to talk. So the Rebbe asked him, "Im abalabatim bon lebeis ha-medrash b'chayruf afal pisha in shom tana." This was his question. He says, "Zog, d'chsidim kimen aram b'smedrash or z'tzikalt mekimenish aram b'smedrash?" And when Rav Meir Shapiro heard that, he was mamish taken aback. Now, the way he told the story was that he walked out and he told the son of the Chokhtav Rebbe, quote, "Im oyisi chasin muvik, oyisi oymish or oyisi etzel avicha ruach hakodesh mamish." And I thought Rav Meir Shapiro was a chasin muvik of the Chokhtav, but this is what he said. "Im oyisi chasin muvik," he said, "that's what I would have said. Aval hayoyish eneni chasin muvik kozeh. I'm mamish, I'm not such a haisachusin. Ani oymish avicha hu chacham mechukim. I hold that your father is just a very, very wise man. For your idea, Shem Rav Ba Etzloi, that if a Rav is coming, Bevadu Bedaito Lishol Binagei Lebeis Medrash, a Rav comes, what is he coming to ask? Something related to the Beis Medrash? No, the Kivin Shavichu Chochem Godol. Either way, this is what he said. The bottom line is the Rebbe told him that he should build a timer. This is what he told him. Either way, so Rav Hirschsprung told Rav Meir Shapiro, he says, "I have a raya. I hold that I have a raya that you don't build a tanner in a Beis Medrash." He said, "What's my raya from the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Gimel Amud Beis?" Because you see, in the Gemara they had one Beis HaKnesses for the summer and one Beis HaKnesses for the winter. He said, "Why do they have to have two Bati Knesses?" He says, "Lachari, they could have had one. Like Pashin, how do you understand it? It was an insulation issue." He says, "Why do you make a tanner?" He said, "The teretz is there was no tanner in the Beis HaMikdash, and if there was no tanner in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So it's you're talking that they didn't make a tanner in the Mikdash Mat either. Either way, this is the story, and this is the second aura. The third aura is so we had a Gemara where the Gemara said, Gadol Yia Kovid Habayis Hazeh HaAchrim in Arisha. And the Gemara said, Rav Shmuel V'Amri Lo Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Chad Omar B'Binyin V'Chad Omar B'Shonim V'Isa L'Ha V'Isa L'Ha." So
Chagai HaNavi said that the kavod of the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be greater than the kavod of the first Beis HaMikdash. And there was a machlokes HaMeiram, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. One said that, what does it mean that the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be gadol? It's going to be gadol b'binyan. It's going to be physically bigger. And the other one said, what does it mean that it's going to be bigger? Not that it's going to be physically bigger, but rather what it means is that it's going to stand longer. The second Beis HaMikdash was physically bigger than the first Beis HaMikdash, 30 amos tall, 40 amos tall. Additionally, the second Beis HaMikdash stood longer than the first Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, whereas the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. Tzidua, that the Taisus Yontif in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Mesechtes Demai, and this is in Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, and really it comes from a Tshuvas HaRashba, which is in Chelik Dalet Simin Kuf Pei Zayin, and really, really, it comes from a Zohar HaKadosh, bring that the Rashba, Al Kopanim, let's look at it from the standpoint of the Tshuvas HaRashba, was asked by a Noitzri, that the pasuk says, "Gadol yeh kvoid habayis ha'achroi min harishon." It described the second Beis HaMikdash as being the last Beis HaMikdash. And the Noitzri told the Rashba, if that's the case, it sounds like there's not going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. And if there's not going to be a third Beis HaMikdash, how could you believe that there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash? The Navi Chagi, one of your Navim, already prophesied, and he said that the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be the last Beis HaMikdash. This is the kasha, yes. Now, to do it, the Rashba was very oisik with the Apikarsim, with the Noitzrim, right? The volume of Rashba that we have on Haggadata is based on Dam Mashatosh of Lapikaris. All Divrei Agadim, Amari Agadim that the Rashba wrote in this Inyan, right? A lot of the Rishonim were Isaac in this. We've spoken about the Sefer Netzachim from Yontif Lipman Milhoisen. But the bottom line is, there were Rishonim that were Isaac in this, and one of them was the Rashba. And this is a question that the Rashba was asked. So the Rashba told him, "You're not Maritz. You're not Maritz." He said, "The word Achron doesn't mean last." And he said, "There's two Mekayas in the Torah. Pasha b'mava sedra. Learn Shnai Mikra v'chetargam." And you're going to know that's the way it is. And he told them the two psukim. One of them, the pasuk says, "Vayosem es ha-shvachos v'es yaldeim rishoyna. Ves leya v'yaldeya achroinim. Ves rochel ves yosef achroinim." He says, "I understand. If the word achroinim means last, so how could you have ves leya v'yaldeya achroinim and then rochel and yosef achroinim?" Oh, so he said, "Mercy. See, achroinim doesn't mean last. What does achrayna mean? It means the next, right? That's what it means. But doesn't necessarily have to mean less." And then he told him, "I have another pasuk." The pasuk says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, "You should, when you go to Paro, you should make oisus and boisin." So he said, "V'hayim le'yaminu v'lo yishmu l'koil ha'oisa rishoin, v'heminu l'koil ha'oisa achrayin." And then what does David should tell him? The next pasuk, "V'hayim le'yaminu gam l'shnei ha'oisa z'ayela." No, then make a third ois. He just said it's the last ois. It's the ois achrayin. Teretz says, "You're not moritz. Achrayin doesn't mean last. Achrayin means next. And gadol kvoid habayis ha'achrayin min harishon doesn't mean the last Beis HaMikdash. Chalila v'chas. It's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. What it means is the next Beis HaMikdash." This is what the Rashba wrote back. This is what the Tais Yontif brings. It's even a Zohar. In the Zohar, the question was asked for Eliezer Gadol. But regardless, this is the Shmuz. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifl. We're going to end with this. The Heilig Chassam Sofer in a Drasha. And this is a few places of Chassam Sofer, but I'm saying it over from the Drashas of Chassam Sofer, Zion of its Drush Yud Ches. It's in the new Drashas Chassam Sofer, Chelik Hei, page Reish. In the old Drashas Chassam Sofer, it's Tav Shin Chav Ches, Omid Aleph and Omid Beis. Tar Aleph and Tar Beis. But the bottom line is this. The Chassam Sofer said that the Yesh Loimar are different. He says, everyone knows the Gemara says in Masechtes Tainis Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Yavino Hasa." Had I been around at the time that Chazal Kaveya, the Tainis of Tisha B'Av, Kavino Basiri, I would have voted that Tisha B'Av shouldn't be on the 9th day of Av, but it should be on the 10th day of Av. And the reason is Sherubay Shal Heicha Boy Nisra, because the majority of the Heicha was burnt on Yud B'Av. Right? When did the Sreif of the Beis HaMikdash start? It started at the end of Tisha B'Av. And it went into Yud B'Av. But the Ikkes Sreifa happened when? It happened on Yud B'Av. And being that the Ikkes Sreifa happened on Yud B'Av, I would have voted that it should happen on Yud B'Av. Says the Gemara, so why did the Chum not hold that way? The Chacham and Basa Aschalted the Peranusa Asad. The Chum went based on the Aschala, and the Aschala was on test. And being that the Aschala was on test, so it's
For that reason, they went on test. But what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, Ilu avino hasam, if I would have been there, kavina ba'asiri, I would have made a ba'asiri, shnerubay shalecha ba'inisra. When we learned Bava Kama, we spoke out the Kotzke Rebbe's Kasha. The Kotzke said that Rabbi Yochanan holds Esha Mishum Chitzav. Esha Mishum Chitzav, and Lamdus means that the whole Sreif and the whole Maisa has a tutsachop as soon as you light the fire. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan is Shitos, he's not going Bosa Aschalta. Rabbi Yochanan is doch the Mar de Schmeitzer, holds Esha Mishum Chitzav. And if Esha Mishum Chitzav, the whole Sreif, it's a shine up getan. So we spoke out, Mamish, all the Lamdus, and how you understand Esha Mishum Chitzav, how the Kotzke understood, and how you have to Miyash of the Kotzke with the Namukha Yosef, the Advar Matik of Eka and Amokim. But the Chassam Soif asks a different Kasha. The Chassam Soif says that really, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was done al pi Nevi'im. And the first Beis HaMikdash, there the Tainus was on Tesbav. And the Chayra, the Chassam Sofer says, that in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was an Enge Cheshben, a similar Cheshben, that the Haschala happened on Tesbav, but the Ikkes Reifu went weiter. So the Ikkes Reifu would have been on Yud. So Rabbi Yochanan, basically what you're saying is, that I know the Nevi'im, first place of Mitzvah is Yirmiyahu Hanavi. The Nevi'im, they were kaveh the tainus on Tesbav. But if I would have been there, I would have said Yudbav. The first Beis HaMikdash Teichiach. Because the first Beis HaMikdash, the tainus was already Nigzah for Tesbav. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Again, Rabbi Yochanan was saying regarding the second Beis HaMikdash. But why is the first Beis HaMikdash a raya that really is supposed to go Basa Aschalta? You're not supposed to go Basa at the time that it was the Ikra Aschalta. Said the Chassam Sofer, a Dover Niflam Mamish. He said that the emes is, there was a chiluk yisoidi between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a binyan. Right? It was a beautiful binyan. Tomorrow we're going to learn about the binyan of Hordas. Gemara says, whoever didn't see binyan Hordas never saw a nice building. You think you've seen nice architecture? You haven't. Until you've seen the binyan of Hordas. Right? That's how not shaykh the binyan of Hordas was. So the Beis HaMikdash was mamish, Godol, Kfoyed Abayis HaAchrim and Arishin. The covet is not shaykh. It was regal. It was majestic. But the Beis HaMikdash also had a pnimius. Right, there was a pnimius to the Beis HaMikdash. And the pnimius to the Beis HaMikdash was the Shechina. V'asului Mikdash, what's the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash? V'shachanti b'soichai. Now we once said that B'tzalel, how did he build the Mishkan? Yedei ahoye B'tzalel, l'tzarev chav beis oisir, shaboy nivru shamayim varetz. Right, he knew Seifa Yetzirah, etc., etc. And that's how he knew how to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's how B'tzalel built the Beis HaMikdash. But that's how B'tzal built the Mishkan. How B'tzal built the Mishkan? Lamedas Malachis, right? That's the whole Lamedas Malachis. He was like, the Teretz is, there was the Pnimius of the Mishkan, and there was the Chitzonius of the Mishkan. The Chitzonius of the Mishkan, that's Lamedas Malachis. Oh, but the Pnimius of the Mishkan, that's your day, Yehoi B'tzal. There's the Pnimius and there's the Chitzonius. So the Chassam Sofer said, we know the Gemara says in Yom HaChafal of Homer Beis, there were five things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that we had in the first Beis HaMikdash. One of them was Shechina, Urvatumim, the Aron, etc., etc. The first Beis HaMikdash, the Pnimius of it was so much greater than the second Beis HaMikdash, it was not Shaykh in the Welt. The Iker of the first Beis HaMikdash, said the Chassam Sofer, was the Pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash paled in comparison Pnimius day. So what was so great about the second Beis HaMikdash? It was majestic. It was covered. That it was. And being tzad the covered of the physical nature of the second Beis HaMikdash, that was the Iker of it, and that was Taka Gevald, it was not Shaykh. See, he says, when we mourn the Sreif of the first Beis HaMikdash, what are we mourning? The Golus of the Shechina, because that was the Iker of it. When we mourn the second Beis HaMikdash, what are we mourning? There was no Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash. Kaviyoch, obviously there was, but it was nowhere near on that level. So what are we mourning? We're mourning the fact that the bias was taken down. See, he says, Ubo bo pritzim v'chilalu, we know. We know as soon as the pritzim walk into the Beis HaMikdash v'chilalu, it's a Shoyin Chulin, the Shechina went away. He said, as soon as the pritzim went in the Nebuzrad and Sarat HaBachin and Nebuchadnezzar, they went into the Beis HaMikdash. At that point, they were Mechal the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan understood that the Nevi'im, when they were Mesakin the Tainus for Churban by Yisrishon, when were they Mesakin? On Tess. Basa Aschalto. Because that's when the Sreifa happened. What was the Ikka Sreifa? What was the Ikka Beis HaMikdash? The Ikka Beis HaMikdash is the Pnimis, it's the Shechina. Ubobo, Prince of the Chilalu. Oh, but the second Beis HaMikdash said the Chassam Sofer. Being that the second Beis HaMikdash, what was the Ikka of the second Beis HaMikdash? The second Beis HaMikdash, the Iker was the bias in itself. It was the physical. Oh, it's based on the physical? That's what we're mourning? So if you're mourning that, what was the Iker Sreifa? It was Basiri. That's why I held it was Basiri. Avad Rabbi Yochanan knew that the Nevi'im were Mesakin Churban by Yisrishon based on the Aschala. But he held that's because that was the Iker. The Iker was the Pnimius. And that Sreifa happened on Tesbav. As opposed to this is B'Yudbav. And it's for that reason that so the Chassam Sofer Toich Dvarim, and this Drosha says that Me'ayim HaMayim, there's a few places in Torah's Chassam Sofer. He says, Yesh Loimar, that the Pasik says, says, Godol Yeh Kvoida Bayis HaAchrim and Arishin. And he says, Kvar Nishal HaToysis Yontif, V'Kvar Nishal HaRajba, and even Rebbe Leza Godol in Zayir HaKodesh. They all ask this question, Achron, what do you mean Chalila? How could you say Achron? Mamish, Dam Machatosh of Lapikaris, good, the Teretz everybody knows. Oh, but Snedech Sam Soifi, Yeh Shloima, there's another Oymek over here. Even if Achron means the last, even if Achron means the last, but you know what the Pasuk is saying? Godol Yeh Kvoid HaBayis HaZeh HaAchrim in Arishin. This is the last time when you're going to look at a Beis HaMikdash and the godless of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Godol HaBayis. 30 Yamas, 40 Yamas, that's good raid when you're handling this second Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to be about how many Amis, it's going to be Ahin, it's going to be Aher. The last Beis HaMikdash is going to be Kulei Pnimius. Yeah, those are the last Beis HaMikdash where we're going to be talking about the Eitzim and the Avonim. Because the next Beis HaMikdash is going to be Mamish, it's going to be fire from Shemayim, it's going to be Kulei Pnimius. That's the Oymik. The bias was Godol in Arishin, and you're right, it's Godol from the next one. And this is the Achroin as it relates to the Godol HaBayis. But just to end, you have to say this, right? You cannot end with this. So it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, right? What does Godol mean? Is Godol BeBayis? Is it BeBinyan physically bigger? Or is it Godol B'Shanim? Rav and Shmuel, one said one way and the other said the other way. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, one said one way, one said the other way. So who said what? So, who knows? There's only one person who knows, Rav Reuven Margolis. And whoever knows to look in Rav Reuven Margolis' svarim. He said like this. He said, what are they arguing about? Right? It's Pasha. What are they arguing about? They're arguing, the Chidah says, Reuven Eichas, Reuven Kamos. You can say any nusach you want. But what they're arguing is that when you say Godol, does Godol mean more of it? Or does Godol mean for a longer period of time? Right? Is that Binyan bigger? There's like more Amis? Or does it mean it's going to stand for an extra 10 years? How exactly do you look at it? So he says, I have an exact sushal to the shayla. Everyone knows the shayla. It's a gemara mesechtes brachis. Daf yoda alef on the base. When you say a hava rabba in the morning, or do you say a hava soilum in the morning, right? There's two lishoinas. You say a hava rabba, hava soilum, hava rabba. Oh, so much ahava. Ahava soilum means, oh, so much ahava. But this ahava is going to be here forever. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, you're supposed to say ahava rabba. V'chein oiri lei rabba losa l'rabot p'dos p'rei. You know what you're supposed to say? You're supposed to say ahava rabba. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel, is it the rabba or is it the oilam? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer, is it the rabba or is it the oilam? Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel, ahava rabba. You see, Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar both held. It's Rabba, not Oilam. It's Gansi Toch, it says Rabbi Margolis, that as it relates to Godol, they held it's Rabba, it's a bigger binyan. And if that's the case, it's Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan that said Oilam. It's going to be longer. I have a Oilam.